Good afternoon. Welcome to the Blessing Call, everybody. This is Tony McGettigan. I'm helping today kind of run the board. There's some technical challenges that we've been experiencing. I'm actually able to get on and see the call. So I should be able to bring people on the call. And Glenda's trying to join us, and so I should be able to get her in here in a few minutes. I'm watching for you, Glenda, whenever you're able. There, I see you. Hi, Glenda.
Hi. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tony. Thank you so much for taking this over. We still do not have Wi-Fi, and so we're really crippled in the communication sense. And in some ways, I think it's really appropriate for the times of silence and grief that I'm going through. It frees up more space up to heaven and back so that Larry and I can be together. But it does really inconvenience our ability to be with you. And we have an appointment on Tuesday to hopefully get all of this finalized and cleaned up, and an opportunity for me to move on with my daily chores in this world. Tony, I would appreciate if you would just take over, because I got a really bad cold from the 4 days of being without heat or water in our home.
Ooh.
It was below freezing in our home. And
wow.
It was a tribute to Larry and a legacy left to me that he had about 100 candles. He loved candles, the tall devotional type candles. So I put the cats and me all in one room, and that was our little temple for 4 days. But I didn't get by without a cold. So and I'm very, very exhausted from everything that I've been through. So,
yeah.
Tony, just take over and bring everybody on the board. I do not have access to the board, so
yeah.
I'll be here. I'll listen, and
okay.
I'll communicate as well as I can. Okay? Thank you
so
much.
You're welcome. So, everybody, if you would like to offer a blessing or comment or interact, Glenda's with us and she can hear, so you're welcome to hit *6 and put yourself in the queue. I think it's *61, and
that's
I've got
right.
A couple people who are ready. Elizabeth is on the line, so I'm going to open Elizabeth's line.
Oh, hi, Glenda, and hi, Tony. I would just like to offer a blessing to you, Glenda, and Larry, and all that you've been through, and everyone in Texas who is affected by these terrible storms and no heat. I'd like to offer a blessing to everybody there. And just for a very close friend in New Orleans, his name is George French, who's going through some very difficult medical situation right now. If Yeshua could come and just offer him assistance. And just for my sister Virginia, who just needs assistance with moving to a new home and everything that involves. It's very challenging up here in New York with the snow we've had up here. She's got 10 feet of snow and just a challenging time with the virus and everything. I would just like to ask a prayer for her and just everybody on the planet as we go through this situation. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Okie dokie. Sure. So I see Susan. Susan, I'm going to open your line. Can you hear us, Susan? Hi.
Hi, Glenda. Hi, Tony. Hi, everybody. Hi, Elizabeth. I just want to wish Texas, the state of Texas. I know you went through a real tough time. A lot of love, a blanket of love. And that same goes for Glenda and Larry and all that she's going through. And I just, a friend of mine whose father-in-law, his name is Ralph, he slurred some words, and they're not sure that he had a brain bleed, and he's going to be operated on today. So I told her I would definitely put him on the blessing list, and that's the reason for this call. Love to everybody.
Yeah, thanks so much, Susan.
Sure, sure.
His name is Ralph.
Thank you, Susan.
Oh, absolutely. I also decided to take the COVID vaccine, so put a little light on me for tomorrow. I'm going to get the first COVID vaccine, the first shot. So,
yeah. May you get all the benefits and none of the challenges or side effects.
Right. Blessings to you, Tony. Thank you.
Thank you. All righty. We've got Jerome next.
Oh, blessings to everybody here. I got my second vaccine on Saturday, so that's helpful. It's snowing up here a little bit in Minnesota, too, but blessings. I've been praying all week for everything down in Texas and for the country, too. So my prayers are for especially everybody that's around us and Glenda and everybody else. I thank you all, your light, compassion, love, peace, and joy of the universe. And Yeshua ben Yosef is with us, too. I get that he's been trying to help everybody as well. So blessings to everybody there. You're just great. You're strong. You're healthy. And keep up the good work. And love and light and peace and joy forever. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Love and light to you, Jerome.
Okay.
I noticed a little less laughter in your voice today.
Right.
There we go.
Yeah.
I missed that. But
I get to shovel up here now.
I know. And be very, very careful shoveling that snow.
I will. So thank you. And thank you. And love to you forever and always. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you, Jerome. Let's see. We got a couple other folks on the queue. Let's see, it's like Amanda Louise. Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings,
hi.
Tony and Glenda. I send my heartfelt condolences on the passing of Larry. He was phenomenal. I'm so glad to have met him at my ordination.
I remember that, and I'm so glad you were.
Oh, are you still there? Let's see.
Tony, you put me on.
Oh, that's very strange. Let's see. Hang on one sec.
Take me off and put it back on.
Thank you. Wow.
Sure. Somehow you got switched, so thanks. We missed a comment after Glenda said that she remembered your ordination. So whatever you're going to tell us again, please.
Wow. It was a stream of consciousness, and it's gone. But I do sense that it's all going to be in the best light and love going forward from here. It's really in the Creator's hands, and it's going to be work out as it should, as it always does work out as it should. And I just appreciate being able, I'm glad that you're able to make this call today. And thank you, and many blessings to all who are on this call.
Thank you so much. We treasure all of our ministers. And I would like to share, because it's important to me, the last words that Larry spoke to me while he could still talk with a lucid mind. And he said to carry on with the church, and it will be stronger. And he said it was brought here for a purpose. He said that Yeshua chose me for a purpose because with the feminine energy, I would be able to carry us through the hard times, knowing what to do. And in the way, you know, Larry had two very distinct sides to his personality. One was this great assertive confidence, the leadership quality that he cultivated in so many areas of his life. And then he could be incredibly humble, like a monk that had been in an ashram for 20 years, just the soul of humility, kind of like the Dalai Lama. And in his humble tone, he said, I was brought, he said, Yeshua and you were always the power of the church. I just came to give you support for leadership and support for what I knew about organizing and developing the church in the world. And he said, now that I'm about to leave, according to the laws of succession, you are now the archbishop. So he passed on the flame to me in his last words. And he said, I know that Yeshua will inform you exactly what to do. You don't need me anymore to carry the church forward because it's entering a new era. He said, I was the past. You are the future. It's hard for me to say this. And oh my, I'm sorry. Tony, take over.
Okie dokie. All right. Well, thank you for sharing those words. It's beautiful to hear what Larry shared with you in any of his really deep and heartfelt moments, but especially at the very end and as he was about to pass. That was just beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with us. I'm going to bring on the next person we've got in the queue here. Got Maura. Hi, Maura. Can you hear us? Hi.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Oh, hi. It's Maura.
Oh, hi there, Maura.
Hi. I just want to add my blessings and thanks and gratitude to Glenda and to Larry and to all the blessing givers and the people that call in always to receive these blessings. That is, I think, very important. And I pray for everyone, all the blessing givers and the people that I am familiar with on the call. I always add all of your petitions that you have to my prayers when I say them when I'm alone. Glenda, I can't imagine, so I'm not even going to try, but my heart is with you. Thank you, Lexi.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Maura. Your blessing, I think, is really beautiful and appropriate. It's like the very first time that I ever got on this call, I felt the same. I felt like there was an immense, beautiful energy of the spirit and the community that is always present with these calls. Mm-hmm. It's like everybody who, it's like people who are part of this call are open to But not only are they open to the blessing, they know that this is something that is something that really works in their own experience. And so it's a place that they can come back to, and they can invest their energy, their prayers, and their own blessings, and in a synergy with the community and the blessings of Christ. So there's this, just like what you're acknowledging, there's this wonderful aura of readiness and availability. And it reminds me of what Yeshua said about getting ourselves back in a good place. And right near the end of Love Without End, he said, spiritual restitution is not a one-time epiphany. Rather, it's the ongoing acceptance of God's grace as a way of life. I feel like that energy is something which we're continually being bathed in and encouraged. And the people who are on this call are open and available to be access to that kind of availability, to that kind of acceptance. And so this is amazing connectedness and synergy that happens when we come together on this call. And I hear it in your prayers and your blessings and your observations, Mara. So thank you so much. I hear it in everyone who calls, everybody who connects with this call and knows that there's something beautiful and miraculous that happens with these calls. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Glenda.
All righty. Let me bring... the next person, I'm not exactly sure of your name, but let me open your line. Hello.
Hello, Glenda, Tony. This is Sandra in Wisconsin.
Sandra, hi.
I just really want to offer Glenda my heart and join in with everybody here to give you so much love, Glenda, and just recognize you for how strong that you have just, what you are and what you've been through without the electricity and heat freezing in your house during this time of grieving. Just incredible. And now you're here today with us. Without internet, it's like, wow.
I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. I promise you. This is my home. And all of you are my family.
Yeah. And so I'm just joining you, offering you all continued strength and just recognize you for this and much love for Larry's passing over, that this transition, this transformation, is such a beautiful thing in more ways that will be revealed.
Yes. And he is with Yeshua. He's doing fine. And I have had several conversations with him. They were not happy conversations, even though they were very much blessed conversations. It's just like it brought to mind how much I miss him. And he said, for that reason, they're telling me not to talk to you until you're ready. So, and he says he will be with me until I am strong on my feet about what to do for the future, and then he will ascend. So it sounds pretty much like what Yeshua went through. He came back after the crucifixion to be with the apostles and others who could see him and recognize him, and then he had his day of ascension. And I was thinking about
I was thinking about something that reminds me of how I feel today. On the day of Pentecost, the family and the apostles and many who loved Yeshua gathered in the upper room of Mark's house. And they were, according to the story, the report in the gospel, they were very depressed and mopey and discouraged and wondering what to do, how will we possibly go forward, how will we move on without our Lord, how will we do this? And then there came this powerful, mighty wind that blew all the worry and moroseness away and literally lit flames on their shoulders and brought to them the power of the Holy Spirit. And it was on that day that the church was formed. This is why Larry was led by Christ to, well, he inherited the whole apostolic line of the church, but the apostolic line has had physical organizations by various names through the ages, one of them being the Roman Catholic Church, one of them being the Episcopal Church. All of the churches that are on the apostolic line have all traced back to the time of Christ. But Larry seemed to have remembered or witnessed or understood the power of that day. And he said, we need to call this church Spiritus, because this is the church of the Holy Spirit. It was born of the Holy Spirit, and it is what set free the spirit of the apostles to do the work they did in the next chapter of the building of the Christian community and the body of Christ on earth. So that's how it got its name, and we will retain that name because that's how it happened. And I know that Larry is, you might say, reenacting that. He's going to move into a kind of, not physical resurrection, but spiritual recomposition so that he can be in dialogue with me about what to do next. And then he will experience his ascension and be with Christ. And right now, he's letting me just heal. And that's what I need to do most. And it didn't help that I went through these really, really cold days and caught a cold. I could barely talk from my stuffy nose and sore throat, but I'll get through it. And there will be sunshine on days to come. And as my family, I just want to say thank you all for everything that you've done, your emails, your text, your thoughts, your prayers, your love. I feel it all. And together, we will build the next chapter of our church. And it will need to be capable of meeting the, not just the spiritual needs of our family and humanity, but also the charitable needs. We are moving into a time where we have to really, truly fulfill the commandments of Christ, which was to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and to love each other as if we all were the same self. And so the only thing I'm going to actually change about our church is I'm going to actually make it a 501c3. And Larry authorized that before he left. He said, Glenda, I was doing it the old way, and you need to be the future. You need to be where you can do charitable work. You need to be where you can bring in a community of people doing charitable work. So in the next few weeks, I don't think I feel like rushing into it, but the next few weeks,
we will make that one essential change to the church that brings us into the 21st century and into the needs of real people who are actual members of our church, are real people who are just searching for spiritual guidance and help. We will bring the many seminars that I've given into book form with the help of, well, you see, by being a charitable organization, I can raise funds to turn these webinars into book form. That way everybody can afford to read them. And these messages are so very, very important for the future. So there's a lot of work ahead, and a great foundation was set for that work. So Larry and I set the foundation along with our family and friends and ministers and blessing givers. We set the foundation for outreach that will expand beyond anything we thought we would ever be capable of. Just like if any one of the apostles looked over the human race today and they saw there were 5 billion Christians, it would blow them away. Well, be prepared to be blown away, because our work is going to be great. It will be grand, and it will be soft, and it will be universal. This is what Love Without End was brought to me to start, to lay the foundation. Incorporating traditional doctrine, but going beyond it into a more universal, love-based way of communicating the original and always divine Word of God that's in the Bible. It's just that every generation has changed its language. It's changed its manner of understanding. And we are in a world now that has almost no language equivalent to the Bible, because so many new word forms have been created, so many attitude forms have been put out there, so many rescue needs are out there, and we need to find them all. We need to put them into the language of faith. And I think that Yeshua closed out the first era of the church Larry and I put together with the most magnificent webinar he has ever spoken through me, which was Restoring the Faithful Heart. I've been through that now a dozen times, just myself being a student, looking at what he brought through me and how we have to move forward with faith. And faith is such that we move from the inside out, not from the outside in. We can't move from the outside in for two reasons. First, the old ways are broken. And the second way is the new ways are in chaos. So we're not going to find the answers out there. You're going to find the answers inside. And you're going to have to move from the inside out. And I would highly recommend that webinar to anyone. I'm not sure what the next one will be. Of course, I have to do some essential recovery work myself before I take on the next project. But I know you'll be with me, and you can be sure I'll be with you. Blessings are always given, but they're not always ready to be received. And that's why so many times I have said to you, just be patient, come back. What you can't receive today, you'll receive tomorrow. It's just like, you know, you can't take in a whole Christmas dinner in one sitting. You can't take in a whole year's of nourishment in one meal. You've got to get through the days and look for what you need then, take it in. Get to the next day, look for what you need then, take it in. And over time, it builds a holistic pattern. And then one of these days, you just look around and you say, oh my goodness, it's here. It's like It's like a rainbow of light around me. And now I understand. Now I know what I'm supposed to do. So just be patient with yourself and patient with God. As the Bible says so many times, wait on the Lord. And it didn't mean to be a waiter, a servant. It meant to be patient because he has given all things already. But he calls your attention to those things, what he thinks you're ready to receive. And that's the key element. It's just like the day of Pentecost. Yeshua had given all of his teachings to the apostles. He came back from his resurrection and taught them even more, a higher sacred text. But did it get absorbed? Obviously not, or they wouldn't have been moping, crying, and depressed on the early part of the day of Pentecost. Oh, they were all just about to split, go to different parts of the world, and cry their hearts out. And then their attention was brought to everything they had been taught, and it all made sense. And they could hear it in every language of mankind. That's what speaking in tongues really, really means. It doesn't mean they were given some weird extraterrestrial language or the language only an angel could understand. It means they could understand any language spoken by anybody. In other words, they were given the Rosetta Stone for understanding. Therefore, they could go out to the world, not worry about languages they didn't know, not worry about being part of people they didn't understand. Now, they had been given the access to absorb all the blessings that Yeshua had delivered to them during his life and during the time of his resurrection. So, I just want to encourage you to be patient with yourself, but keep receiving. Every day, ask to receive more, and then look around you for what's being revealed. And that's, I think, the best message I could give to you now. So,
just wow, Glenda. Just wow. That's so beautiful. That is so absolutely lovely. And I just want to thank you for sharing that vision and about Larry and how things are coming together and being stronger. And here you are trying to encourage us. You're just such a channel of divine love. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sandra.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We've got a couple other folks in the queue. And it's about 36 minutes after the hour, so we might have to move a little bit more concisely through our remaining calls. So,
well, I don't have any more presentation. I think I did it. So let's just hear from other people. Okay.
Okay. Is Nancy Lopez? Hi, Nancy.
Hello to everyone on the call, and especially to you, Glenda, and to Tony. And as I was listening today, I got the message to say, take the time you need. Everybody on this call respects the fact that this is a sacred time for you and for Larry, and that you are preparing for a new journey. We know that, and we are joyful in it, but we want to support what you need now. And before Yeshua began his ministry, he went into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. So this preparation time is so important. And please know that every one of us love you and support you while this is happening. And we want to thank you. and we wait with joy in our hearts and optimism for what is to come and for the part each of us can play. So thank you so much, Glenda. That's all I wanted to mention.
I love you so much, Nancy, and thank you for being my sister.
Thank you. We are so blessed to have you and to have our community, and we can wait to know what to do and when to do it. And we see God's grace and divine order flowing through all of that activity as it unfolds. So thank you.
Oh, I appreciate that, Nancy, so much.
Thanks, Nancy. I have Stephen next. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, everybody. I just want to give my love and blessings and prayers to you, especially Glenda, during this time. And I know I can't actually imagine what it's like, you know, to lose, you know, a spouse or a soulmate. I mean, when I try and imagine it, it's just beyond heartbreaking. And I've witnessed, you know, I've beheld and witnessed these situations. I know it's just, it can be soul shattering and earth shattering all at the same time. And especially on top of that, you're going through in Texas. Oh my God. So, my feelings are with you. And, I just remember, for some reason, this just flashed into my mind, I was at one of my grandmother's funerals, and my grandfather was there. He was still alive, of course. And, they'd been married for, I don't know how many years. I mean, you know, 60 or whatever, 70 years. And just the ridiculous, like, sorrowful cry and yell that he expressed was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
During that time.
I've done a little bit of that too. But Stephen, I have a special message for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the beautiful flowers.
I have them
on our, just outside Larry's door on a table with all of the books that I inscribed to him. Every book that I wrote, I inscribed, and he always got the first copy with my inscription of love. And so I have the flowers and the books I inscribed to him outside his door. And they came on one of the coldest days. It was an amazing blessing, and they are so beautiful. I sent you a picture. I don't know if you got it. Because
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, but I'll look.
Well, I sent it on one of your older emails because I don't have a recent one. But,
I'm sure I have it. I have all my old emails. I just haven't been on my email. I'll definitely look.
Okay.
But anyway,
you'll see how gorgeous it is.
Thank you. I don't want to take up too much more time. I just want to ask, I'm dealing with a really crazy skin infection right now, the likes of which I've never experienced. I think it's some sort of weird staph or impetigo or whatever. So I've just asked for a healing blessing for myself and my good friend Vanessa. They've unfortunately located more tumors in her lungs, so just a continued blessing for her. And my cousin who has brain cancer, he's back in the hospital, so just more blessings. And that's all I want to say. So thank you.
Yes, blessings to everyone. Yes, and life is greater than what we see on earth. That's one ray of hope I want to share with you from everything I've been through. life is so much greater than what we see in this incarnate life and shall be revealed to us in a magnificent new understanding about life and about all that we were created to be as the human children of God. So thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Stephen. Now, here's Iman. Hey, Iman. Hello, Iman. We're not hearing you. Maybe you're muted. Hello, Iman.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Hi.
Okay. I'm sitting in the sun right now in Maui, and it's hot, and I'm sweating, and I just would like to send the love of the sun, the light, the warmth, the healing presence of the sun to you, Glenda, surrounding
Aww.
You, and everyone in Texas. God bless everyone, and that this storm passes quickly, and everything becomes light again and warm again.
Thank
so that's
you.
All I wanted to do. I'm sitting here, and I just, God bless everyone here. I'm putting the phone to the light of the sun.
Oh, that's great. That's great. You did bring up one inspiration that I wanted to share with everyone, because I think it's very, very relevant for the times we're heading into. And that is that there are those of you, such as Jerome and others, that may have 10 feet of snow. You have a worse storm than we have. But the thing is, you were prepared for it. The thing is, you know how to live in it. Your infrastructure is set up to deal with it. And we were not.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big message in that. There's a big, big message in that, and that is that, really, if we were prepared for this, if we knew how to drive and avoid slick highways, if we had our infrastructure up to pitch on this, this wouldn't have been so bad. I think it's a message that the whole world needs to hear, and that is be prepared. Remember the Boy Scout motto, be prepared. Get yourself prepared mentally, spiritually, physically, and don't take anything for granted, because there will be so many changes going on in the world. Anything could happen to anybody. And the moment you feel that you need to do something to put your life in a better situation, do it. Don't wait. Don't be naive that the future is going to be a repeat pattern of the past. It will not be. There are major changes coming to the world, and we need to be ready for them. So we were caught unprepared in Texas, and we got, you know, really down here in where I live on the south coast of Texas, it only went down to about 22 degrees, which is a mild winter for some of you up north, you know. Mm. And we did get snow, but not anything to brag about. I mean, you know, just enough to barely cover the ground. We got a little bit of moisture, a little bit of ice on the streets, and we avoided that. But the fact is, none of us were prepared for this. We live a little bit like Iman does in Maui. We expect sunshine in the winter and warm breezes. We were not prepared for this. And on top of that, nothing in Texas was prepared for this. North Texas was hit so brutally. They had to take energy from us. We would have had enough energy here, except that the governor ordered that the energy be distributed evenly to accommodate serious needs in North Texas, to keep hospitals running, to keep critical security services running, maintenance services, equipment service. It was brutal. North Texas was hit brutally. And so they did not have enough energy to do what they needed. So they redistributed energy from us. And that took our infrastructure down. So this is all a really good example of what to be aware of. You may not be hit personally, but the fact that the rest of the world is will affect you. It will affect you. It will affect all of us, and none of us is separate. These are times when we need to remember we are one soul, we are one family, and we are one child of God with many faces and with many different responsibilities in life. And we have to help one another meet those responsibilities. So we accepted it with a very good spirit. I was so proud of our people down here. We helped each other. We got each other through it. And we figured out how to make things work. And God answered our prayers and made it as easy for us as we could, as he could. And so pray. Pray. God listens. He helps. He cares. He loves. We are his children. Never forget that. Never, ever forget that. And don't be afraid to be generous to one another. It will come back to you in full abundance. Okay. Well, I wasn't supposed to say anything else, but
Thank you.
All very, very helpful and beautiful messages. We have a few more people on the line. I'm going to bring on Nancy and Gary. Hey, Nancy and Gary.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Glenda, and thank you, Tony. I'll be real brief. Glenda, just wanted you to know that, you know, Gary and I, all of us, we really are holding you in a loving embrace, and we're here to lift you up. And I hear your voice, and I can hear how hard everything is right now. So I just wanted to thank you, as always, for your courage. It's amazing, your perseverance and your faith. It's just so inspirational. And so the blessing I'm asking is that the Holy Spirit will just minister to you and guide you and each day, one step at a time, what to do, and just simply to take care of all your needs. But be open to receive that, because we're all here to lift you up, and we love you so much.
Oh, thank you. I love you, too.
All righty. Thank you, Nancy. All righty. I've got the next person in the queue. I'm going to open your line. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me? Oh,
yeah.
I thought I was muted. Hey, this is Tina from Oregon.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, Glenda. I just want to say and send my heart blessings to you and Larry and everyone on the call and all the blessings givers. And I want to say in so little words, I find I want to say a lot that's already been said. I'm just very grateful of the connection we are holding and the blessings and so much that comes from it and the Holy Spirit guiding us. It's just wonderful in these crazy times, you know. And yeah.
And I'm glad you had a great trip to Mexico and you received a wonderful healing. I love the pictures you sent. And I pray for you every day just to be restored to your beautiful, youthful self. So I sent every day, everybody, I pray for you. I truly do. And My prayers are more intense than ever before and more connected to heaven than ever before because my loved one is there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Tina. I love you very much. And you are family.
Yeah. I also wanted to ask a blessing for my husband, Rob.
Oh, and, okay.
And my daughter, Sarah, who's struggling a bit with health problems. And also my dog also struggles a little bit. Not, it's not too bad, but I just can tell. And sometimes she's going through so much. I think she's picking up a lot of what their family members actually going through. Mm-hmm. And
they do. They do. Yeah. They're very compassionate.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you for all you do and all your prayers. And yeah, I feel a connection, and I will feel I do receive a lot of blessings, and I just want to let you know I'm receiving them, and I'm so grateful.
Yes. Good. I love hearing that. Okay.
All righty. All right. Next caller is Wendy. Hi, Wendy.
Yeah, hi. It's Stephen. Wendy's husband.
Oh, hi. And say your name again.
My name is Stephen. I'm Wendy's husband.
Hi, Stephen.
Yeah, I'm using, well, I guess the numbers associated with Wendy.
Okay.
I just had a quick question, and I don't know if it's appropriate, but we, I wondered about, you know, putting money in to buy a generator to, if that would help.
Oh, well, Stephen, we don't need it now. We've got our power back on. But thank you so much. Yeah, we've got our power, we've got our water, and the problems that caused us to have no power have been repaired. So the infrastructure is working now. And enough of the emergency was met in North Texas that we could get our power back on. So we're just putting life back together right now.
Okay. Okay.
But
good.
That was very generous, very generous thought. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay. God bless you and all my love to you and to Larry.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. A couple more folks still on the line. We've got Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Aloha, Glenda and Tony and this beloved community. Thank you so much, Tony, for your service right now. And Tony, I want to invite you to please write down my number, and I'd love it if you texted or just the invitation. I'd love to be connected locally. And
okay.
I just want to say, that just thank you for showing us the way, Glenda, the way of service, love, and being vulnerable with us. Such a blessing. I want to ask for a blessing. I really want to go back to Massachusetts and spend some time with my elderly parents. So I ask for a blessing for that to work out. And a blessing I'm just for all relationships right now, husbands and wives and all spouses and partners. I see a lot of tension there. It's a blessing for relationships and a blessing for a project I've just started of teaching teachers. I just feel like it's everyone. I ask Jesus to guide me and for it to be his teaching. How do we teach with love? How do we teach our students this way? So I ask for a blessing for that project. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah. All right. Got a couple folks still waiting on the line. We've got next person. Looks like Reverend Terrasa. Hello?
Hi. It's Tarsa. And hi, Glenda. I didn't really know Larry, but can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. But I know you. And I just had a few things I wanted to share that I know that Larry was fearless about the way that he lived, and because he lived his life fully. And that, yes, and I just, and I know he did that. And I know that life is, it's just an unending stream of consciousness. And that I really want to encourage you to just allow connection to come to you whenever you need it and to ask for it whenever you need it. Because loving is all about connection, and that's what compassion is.
Yeah.
So I'm working on my second book now, which is called Love is Sovereign.
And I love that.
Thank you. I know, it was like when the Divine gave that name title to me, it was so funny. I talked to your stepdaughter, and she said, oh, that's my mother's term. You can't use that term. Alicia goes, you have to check that with her. I think that's copyrighted. I said, I don't think it's copyrighted. I said, you know, the Divine clearly gave me that title. I was, you know, when I was in prayer and meditation. So I just wanted to say that I love you and that I'm praying for you and for everyone that's on this call, definitely for everyone in Texas. And, you know, our lives are a shared journey, and it's an evolution that brings significance to us, and that Larry's transition is just one time to another. And I know you do know that. And hopefully you can take comfort in that, which doesn't mean that you're not. Yes. I really deeply sense that, too. And I just wanted to tell you that I love you.
Thank you. Thank you for your love and your faith and your service.
Thank you, Reverend Tarsa. We've got two more on the line here. Sharon? Hi, Sharon.
Well, first of all, Glenda, I just wanted to send my condolences towards you and Larry. And I just found out about it yesterday, so I really feel for you. My blessing is, you know, to ask that you receive blessings of peace and joy and love. And I know that whatever difficulties that you were going through, I wanted to see if I could offer to send you any money or any provisions that you might need that you are out of. I would be more than glad to do that for you.
Oh, that's so sweet. And we're doing okay right now. We've gotten through the worst of it. And God willing, I will be able to get back to work as soon as we get the Wi-Fi. I guess there is one last thing I want to say. If any of you have purchased essential oils or books or products, we're going to have our Wi-Fi back, at least according to promises from companies, on Tuesday. So all orders will be prepared and shipped no later than Wednesday. It might take all day. I don't know what time Tuesday they will be coming, and I don't know how fast we can get the orders out, but everything will be able to be shipped by Wednesday. Things were so bad here. Our post office was actually closed for 3 days. Wow. I don't remember a time in my life when the post office was closed, except for holidays and Sundays, ever. You know, it's like the old adage, mail must go through. And it was eerie. It was eerie. Not so much that I didn't receive mail, but that there were no lights on. The doors were locked. The postal service was literally shut down. And no UPS, no FedEx, it was, these were weird times. These were really very strange times. So hopefully things will begin to look normal by Wednesday. So let's give it that amount of time. And thank you for your offer, Sharon. And I will call upon you if it comes to that level of urgency again.
Yeah, that sounds perfect. Well, thank you so much. And again, just my blessings and, you know, my love to you. And I've missed being on the calls. I've been doing my own internal work for the last few years. So I do need to get on these calls more often to make sure I'm connected with you and all of the group here.
We missed you.
Yeah, I missed you too.
The feeling is mutual.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you take care, and know that I love you.
I do. Okay. So,
hey, Sharon, we have one more caller on the queue. Looks like Wayne. Hi there, Wayne. Can you?
Aloha, Glenda. Aloha, Glenda.
Hi.
Hi.
Aloha.
Yeah, I'm just with you every day. I'm reading Love Without End again for the third time, and using the sacred oils that you send out to us, and in ceremony with people and their healing. And so the essence of you and what is rippling into the world from your sacred heart is with me every single day, and I bless you for that silently.
Aww.
Verbally, publicly, all the time, you are in my prayers.
Thank you. Thank you, and that means a lot to me.
And God bless Larry. You know, I'm sure he's in his happy place now, even though, you know, the wake he left behind is feels like an emptiness. We're all in the same canoe with you, Glenda. We love you so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I just, I got on the call late because I was, speaking to my oldest son's, wife. Interesting that the caller, two callers ago, was about blessing relationships, because they're, she's telling me she's about to split up with my son. So I'd like a blessing there and do what is right. You know, what is righteous? If this is meant to be, then so be it. Just so the Holy Spirit just holds their hearts in grace. Regardless
exactly.
of, you know, what
exactly.
takes place.
A lot of people will be moving in different directions, but let it be with grace.
Exactly.
And let it be with love.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Let it be with the guidance of spirit, that we move on, but we cherish the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always
and
say,
we
it wouldn't be happening.
We don't make wrong that which needs to be changed.
Right. I always say, it wouldn't be happening if there wasn't God in it.
That's very true, actually. Well,
I know.
Wayne, we need to be moving into our blessing. Everybody is probably looking at the clock right now. This has been a very, very long communication session. But it
well,
needed to be today.
We're
it
showering you with love, Glenda. And
I know,
it.
And that's a blessing to me.
God bless you.
And the blessing givers and I want to give blessings to you. I am planning to channel Larry into the blessing. So it will be my honor.
Lovely. Thank you.
Oh, we do have one more caller, Tony.
Yeah, I see we got Ann who just popped on. Hi there, Ann. Hello.
Hi. This is Ann from Seabrook, Texas, and I just want to tell you that, yes, last week we had temperatures in the 16s and our homes were frozen, but our hearts were warm and still full of love and light. And we thank you for your thoughts, because we know that people all over the world were thinking of us and trying to help our sweet state of Texas get through this. Glenda, we're sending much love and prayers and light to you. And know that I recently listened to Larry's CDs again, and I only met him once, but I remember him as being someone who loves to talk and tell a lot of great stories. And it made me laugh when I started hearing his voice again on the CDs, and I just know that he is having the most extraordinary conversations of eternity where he is now, and I'm just so happy for him that he is having just being drenched in beautiful conversations. And we know that you are being just showered with love and light and prayers and condolences, and just know that we hope that your happy memories will give you comfort and still bring joy to your heart. And we love you so much. And we bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. I think it's time we started the blessing. Thank you.
That was a great way of closing our beautiful, beautiful time together. Tony, will you lead us in the blessing?
Yeah, thanks, Glenda. I'd be glad to. All right. So for those who are here to receive the blessing, what you want to do is be comfortable and relaxed. And you want don't cross your arms and legs. You want to sit in a way that you can deeply relax and receive. If you can, try to have no covering on your head unless your tradition requires that. And try to have only natural coverings on your feet so the energy can easily flow between heaven and earth. And so for these next few minutes, you can hold your prayer in your heart, but when the blessing begins, let go of all thought. Just surrender and allow yourself to flow with the energy that's moving towards you and through you. And then once the blessing is over, you want to have a period of a number of minutes where you just have no thought and rest and complete receptivity. And so we'll get right into the blessing. So if the blessing givers will all join together, stand together. As we breathe and connect, we know, dear Yeshua, that you are with us, with each of us. We know that your presence and your blessings are flowing through our world continually. Today we come together to focus this energy in a way with gratitude for your presence and your love, and to send your blessing in every direction to allow it to flow through all of us, that it may go, that these blessings may go and reach in every direction, every heart, every need. And so now let us begin to conduct the blessing.
Amen. Your blessing has been sent. All that remains now is to be still and surrender. Be in a receptive place, a restful place, and allow the Holy Spirit, which is always with us, to bathe and conduct this energy through your life. Thank you for being here. And we look forward to seeing you again on the blessing call next Sunday. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.